The tide has turned, the winds have shifted, and the world is awakening. Welcome to the Awakening Wave Show. I am Robin Lee, your host, where new ideas rise and old limits wash away. The topic of today's show, Empowerment with Antonio. He is joining me today, and we will be talking about the empowerment of your Merkaba and much more. So before we begin, I'd like to start with an opening statement. I am making a commitment to practice in seeing the good in all things. And I know in the past couple of weeks, we've all had challenges in regard to our workplaces, our home life, family, etc. But any of the negative things that come your way, I hereby commit to practice to seeing the good in all the things that come my way, the good, the bad, ugly, whatever. So the word for today is love. And what is love? For me, it is my vibration. It's my energy. It's my frequency and how I share it with others. That's how I view love. Even with the challenges and obstacles of the physical dimension that attempts to trick us on a daily basis into thinking instead of feeling that there are other ways to view life. We all know the one thing, the one sure thing for all of us is being in a natural state of love. We are all part of Source, pure, divine, vibrational force of love, and the awareness that we bring to every aspect of our human lives and others. Love is healing, and all other emotions such as anxiety, drama, chaos, which we all experience, cannot exist in the aura of love. When we live in the power of love and peace energy, then and only then will we know the real truth. True love is the spiritual link between us and all the living things here on planet Earth. Love will guide our footsteps through whatever conflicts come our way, and we will cleanse our hearts of unwanted facets of this human engineered personality. So to all of my listeners and subscribers, I send love and appreciation to all of you for being with me today and all the days to come on the Awakening Wave Show. So I have a little housekeeping to do real quick before we bring Antonio on. Lucia, Nicola Evans, and Margie Barbier are getting ready for their California Women's Retreat, which is going to take place June 14th through the 21st, and that is in Escondido, and the nearest airport is going to be San Diego. So if you haven't booked your room, there's plenty of space left. So check it out, www.lucianicolaevans.com, and just click on the retreat button, and all the information in regard to the retreat is right there. Okay, so without any further ado, joining me today is the one and only Antonio Manzo. Some of you know him from Q and Antonio's show on ForThePeople.space. Now, the first time that I watched the show was and it aired May 5th of 2022. And if you have not viewed it, their show, please check it out. The conversation about the rockfish is pretty funny. So, without any further ado, welcome, Antonio.
Hello. Hello.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Robin. Thank you. I think the show is finished after that you done your statement. You said everything, so we can go, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing else to say, to be honest. You said everything.
Okay, yes, we're good. Okay. So I have a question for you. Have you ever eaten the fish sandwich with Italian cheese?
No way.
No way.
No, I can't do that.
I have to say, when I was watching that show last night, and the look on your face, you were like, not, no way, dude, no way, not on fish,
Yeah,
dude, not on
no,
fish.
you can't do that.
I was hysterical.
It's just provoking, man.
And that's
It's just.
Italian cheese, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's something that where you come from. It's like, no, what are you doing? I don't know. Have you got any dishes that you can actually say, no, you can't do that? I don't know. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
I guess it has to do with your taste and as Q said, your palate.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. But.
You guys are really funny together. I just gotta say I was laughing hysterically when I was listening to that. So that is part one of three segments, and you guys were getting into the topic of religion, is that correct?
Yeah, there were three shows by the end of that summer. Yeah, we did part one, part two, and part three. Yeah, I prepared some slides those days. Yeah, and we went through it. Yeah.
Yep, that was very eye-awakening for me, especially what I've learned about it, and I've learned so much in regard to religion. But today's topic, and we can kind of talk back and forth on that subject if you
Yeah.
want. We'll just go as it flows. Just go with the flow is what I always say.
That's
So
correct.
I kind of just want to give the listeners a little overview of the Merkabah and the auric field, just so they have an idea. So when we start, because I have a lot of questions for you in regard to that. So the Merkabah, in my understanding, is a sacred geometric symbol with deep spiritual significance. It consists of two interlocking tetrahedrons. I have trouble with that word. So in parentheses, it says triangular pyramid. So spinning in opposite directions, forming a three-dimensional star. So the Merkabah is also ancient, rich in spiritual significance, and deeply symbolic. It derived from three root words found in Egyptian and the Hebrew traditions. So mer means light, and ka means spirit, and ba means body. So when they're combined, the meaning becomes even more intense as the spirit and body surrounded by light, or one could even say frequency. Does that sound pretty accurate?
I would probably I don't know where you got this answer or explanation. I would try to go easier for everyone to understand.
Okay.
That I mean, I'm, I always sp speak based on my knowledge and personal experience and so on. The Merkabah, let's say, as you heard many times, Q speaking, it's a geometric pattern that basically it's a, that the spirit has it. So with the Merkabah, if I go, I don't know, on the other side of the galaxies, they will recognize me through my Merkabah. All right, so it's a geometric pattern that basically we can recognize each other everywhere we go around the universe, to be honest. And on planet Earth, because we live in this version of human, many things are not possible to be seen on a visual level. Maybe some people can, some other people can't. But you can, I would include in the Merkabah also the expression, you know, through the way you are. And that it's more something that we can recognize these days each other through the how can I say it? I
Your
can recognize
ability.
many of me around the world, you know, through my expression. I see so many others, you know, the fragment of me, and I'm like, oh, look, another me. But I don't see the Merkabah as I'll be able to see when I'm out of this body. So the Merkabah can ro not really change, to be honest with you, because they it's the same to everyone. You know, we can recognize each other through the universe anyway.
Okay. But it also represents the harmony between the opposing masculine and feminine forces. Correct.
Look, the Merkabah means a geometric pattern. So to be a geometric pattern must be in a perfect shape means that yes, of can hold a perfect balance. But To me, once again, giving that to a name, like, okay, so how can you define source? It's impossible. To me, there are no words that we can describe source, and also source create itself. What was the last question? Sorry, I forgot.
The Merkabah is the hold on a second, I'm backing up
Oh, yeah,
here.
the balance in
The
between masculine.
balancing of the masculine and feminine.
Okay, so okay, source is neutral, right? Then okay, so as a spirit being, okay, so I prefer to be a male everywhere I go, but maybe some other lives, you know, somewhere in the universe, I also experience, or maybe a female experience on some universes or whatever. But so we tend to choose what we want to be, men. Male or female, when we go into physicality or anything that produces, you know, in between the two, male or female. So we choose what we want to be. But source is also, always neutral. It doesn't have, how can I say it, its own sex when it's a spirit. It's just neutral. So, yes, maybe it would be my answer to your question.
Well, we both have. I mean, we all have a masculine and feminine side.
Yeah, it's
So,
a spirit. It's
yeah.
a spirit. You choose then when you go into physicality what you want to experience, male or female,
Okay, so.
or what you prefer to be in the universe as, you know, I don't know. Me,
Okay,
I
so
always
we.
prefer to.
So our
Well,
personalities don't have aspects of both sides.
say again, sorry.
So our personalities do not have aspects of both masculine.
Always on desires, in my opinion, is always what you prefer, what you want to
Okay.
experience.
Okay.
You know, there is no source. The only rule that really you can say there is in source is free will. Then, you know, after that, there are no any rules or things that can. We are free to choose whatever we're gonna experience.
Okay. So I have an
In my
example.
opinion, yeah, it's always Antonio speaking.
Oh, right, I gotcha. It's all good. Because we kind of learn from each other when we bounce off of each other. So that's why I'm having you on here, because this topic here, I get a little confused because I know we have a lot of power in regard to it. So and this is an example, you know, so when the masculine and feminine energies and how they serve as a vehicle of light to access our higher realms of consciousness. Can you expand on that in regard to your own experiences?
Well, do you mean with the other, like, you know, with the female, the connection with a female, both of us to be in source, do you mean?
Yeah, how do you I guess how do you get into the higher realms of consciousness with the light that is within. Okay, so because don't we when we get all the spirit when spirit starts coming in we can go higher into higher frequencies and we experience other realms. Is that correct?
What do you mean when you say it's wrong?
Well, you know, and okay, say another parallel life or how can I describe it? Realms would be a higher realm, higher frequency.
Okay.
So we see and do, we are able to see more things when we raise our consciousness in our awareness. Correct?
Okay. All right. One sec. All right. So,
Okay.
the world cannot see so much of the truth, correct?
Correct. That is correct.
Okay. So why do you think they cannot see so much of the truth?
Because they are not awakened and they are not aware. And the other side of it is there's a lot of programming. And yeah, there's a lot of different things I could say in regard to that.
Okay. So that would be lack of light in
Yep.
each
Lack of
vessel.
spirit. Yep.
Okay, lack of spirit. So do you agree that if you have 1% of spirit in you, you will be able to heal yourself 1%? Do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that.
No, what I'm saying, I repeat the question. If you have like 5% of spirit within you, the self-healing, don't you think there will be just 5%? because that is what you can sustain, correct? If, based on the percentage of volume that you have in you, correct?
Okay, yeah.
Without spirit, you cannot heal yourself. The spirit doesn't get sick, right? Because when you have
Right.
all of your spirit, okay.
Right.
Now, if I have 5% of spirit in me, maybe I'll be able to see just 5% of the truth in the world, correct?
Correct.
Now, if I have all of my spirit into me, what do you think would I be able to see?
You would see peace, love, energy, beauty, everything would just be blissful.
So, which means that when I am in source, I live the truth. I have the truth. When I'm in source, full source, when you have all of your spirit into you. Now, if you meet another person, me as a man, and I meet a female that she has all of her spirit into herself, then the relationship will be flexible, will be with no drama, will be in synchronicity, will be. You want to go, you go. You want to stay, you stay. Both of us will have an understanding of each other with no drama at all. All right.
Okay, what do you mean by if you want to stay, if you want to go?
Okay. So, what I'm saying, like, when we don't have enough spirit in ourselves, we leave relationship as psychopaths, as I was telling you last time, right?
Yep.
Now, both sides, you know, we get into be jealous or possessive or whatever thing that we experience as a low frequency, right?
Yes.
Because there is still a not fully all the spirit into each of the two, maybe. Okay, so relationship gets always in a mess. 10 years, 20 years, 5 years, 2 years, whatever. But when you have two individuals, they go all of their spirit into themselves. There'll be no even need to speak to each other when we are together. We'll just move as two beautiful notes in a song. They're in a perfect synchronicity. They just write, you know, life together. And whenever they want to go and leave each other, they go and leave each other. Whenever they want to meet again, they meet again. So what I'm saying is, it's all about the volume of light that each individual has. If you have 100% of light in you don't seek full truth, because you can see everything.
Oh,
You
that's
can feel
beautiful.
truth, because you are the truth when you have source in you.
And you feel it too, right?
Excuse me?
You feel it in your heart too,
Yeah,
right?
it's the knowing.
Yes.
When you have all of your spirit into you, you don't believe, you know. Do
Right.
you understand? You live your life by the knowing, and you know things. If you believe, you don't know. If you know, you don't believe. Simple as. So, going back, I'm sorry, I went maybe too far away,
Oh,
but.
no. I'm glad you actually, I'm glad you touched on that because and I don't want to go back to any timelines, but I'm going to reference one.
No, it's okay. We please carry on.
Okay, because in my past relationships, I've dealt with a lot of those the jealousy, the betrayal, just so many emotions. And I've been alone for what, the last 3, 4 years, and it's been really, really wonderful to be connected with myself again and working on myself and growing my inner spirit and actually knowing my spirit because, I never knew I was never this close to the spirit that I am in this physical body. And my biggest fear. And I know I do have fears, and I know they're challenges. So when I say fears, I mean challenges, is bringing down those walls that I put up because of all of that, the stuff that I've been through in physicality. And as much as I feel sometimes that it's gone and behind me, there are times when it emerges again. And
Beautiful.
so
Carry on.
is that safe to say that we will continue to be on that journey of, having these feelings and then not having them until we're fully in spirit.
Thank you. Thank you to go there. All right, so you women are so powerful, more than men on this planet, in my opinion. And the dark knew very well how powerful you are when you come into a female physicality experience. And they use you women to destroy men on this planet. Men is destroying itself. Why do I say that? Still, once again, it's by Antonio experiences. I can see how the aliens are working on our everyday lives on relationship. It's one of the main places the aliens can have, mileage on society. I see how, the women, they get on agendas. They could be, I don't know, prostitution, or could be any other sort of agendas. Look, everyone on this planet, good people, beautiful people, they're trapped on agendas, on things that you see is those low frequency emotions. Maybe they know how much you love your mom. Okay, this is an example. They know how much you love your mom. So they will make your mom life difficult very well. Your mom will keep asking you things, and you cannot say no to your mom. And to make the money for your mom, maybe you will do the impossible because they know where to touch you. And that is for relationship. Can be, with your kids, could be with your partner, could be with anyone. The place where they take so much energy from people is relationship. So by having all of your spirit into you, which is a process that many have started, slowly you will see that those flashbacks that you get from the past life, previous experiences, they slowly will disappear. When you have all those moments, hopefully there will be less and less. Bring all of your spirit into you. And because sometimes we have fragments on timelines that can affect, our lives.
Exactly. Well, that makes a lot of sense. So in regard to future relationship in my world, it will happen when I am complete, and I know that. And
Yeah, that's right. When you have all of your spirit into you,
yeah.
when carry on, sorry.
Oh no. I was just getting a thought here. Okay, so yeah, the relationship thing, the whole twin thing, that's so very for me, it's a very complicated topic because I'm still working through some things, and I just choose to not really dabble too much in it until I figure me out, because I'm complicated enough without adding a second one into my world.
Yeah, but it's if we let everything go, you realize that it was so easy that it's unbelievable. What we struggle is sometimes is that we don't let things go.
Yep.
We hold those things.
So we hang on to them, don't we? Because especially pain and betrayal, that's a real hard one.
Yeah,
Not just from partners though, but from family members also, you know?
because they made sure that when you get into this human body, you had to experience for them to be alive, all these emotions, they all recorded in a genetic recording system. It's all made so well. The humans will be wrapped in all these low frequency emotions that don't belong to source. This is the All these emotions are the energy they survive, and you can only win when you have all of your spirit into you.
That's beautiful. So, can I ask you, how were you able to awaken the part of, the part of you that remembers what it is like to travel the stars and to communicate with spirit?
Thank you. Beautiful question. Very vast. I don't know even from where to start. All my life, I was always, this is a planet where Everyone, I bet everything I have, which I don't have anything, so you're not gonna win anything if I win. The other way around, sorry. But anyway, this is a planet that many of us, until maybe 10 years ago or before the COVID, whatever, we were living lives always with one foot in, let's say, in heaven and one foot in hell. And I bet everyone we had this, little devil on one shoulder, the little angel on the other shoulder, and we were playing with duality all our lives. But many of us deep inside, like me, for example, I knew that there was more. There was more. And I was an independent researcher. And going to England, I was able to learn the English language a little bit, and that expanded, the resources that I could get information. And yeah, when I was 25, I started, dipping deeper. And was always, in and out of curiosity. Then I knew there was more and more and more. Few times back in the days when I was younger, I remember once I was like, for a very long time, I knew that I was Jesus. I was like, it's like, yeah, that was me. Yeah, that was me. That was me. And then some other times, so I was like, nah, that's impossible.
So
That's me.
are you saying that you felt that, like you knew that before you even really
In
knew?
my 20s, in my like 18, 19, when actually I was really knowing, like, I really was influenced by not good environments surrounding me. But in all of that, inside of me, I was like, yeah, I know I was Jesus. I know I was Jesus.
That's
And yeah, I lost that knowing, because the mind comes always in between and it takes you away. And so yeah, many of us until probably 6, 7 years ago were dealing with, the boring matrix with all the traps and things on a daily basis. We were the one that maybe we were the most unhappy in this society, because we could feel that this was not our place. I could feel all my life this was not my place. I could feel all my life that it was like, no, man, this is not me here. This is not my place. And then, yeah, when I met Q, basically, I heard this voice the first time and I was like, well, finally, someone that is speaking, how everything is, thank God. And yeah, since then, it opened to those questions that I do in my life, where I come from, who am I, and all of those questions. Yeah, everything was answered. And it came organically, going within with my struggle, of course. I had to get rid of all the habits and things that, a stupid human, in this stupid version of human, as beautiful we can be, we're stupid at the same time as we can be. And then, yeah, keep working with the commands was, the training that I applied to grow with my spirit. Until 2 years ago, when one morning I woke up and I was like, shit, I ascended. Yeah, I couldn't recognize the same bedroom that I was sleeping in the past 10 years. I woke up, I was like, where am I? I
Really? Wow.
couldn't recognize my bedroom. I was like, where the fuck am I? Oh, I'm sorry. This is BBS radio. I can't swear. I'm sorry. I forgot about
Antonio,
that. I thought this was a private conversation. This is
no, Antonio,
BBS radio.
you can say
Sorry, say
whatever the
again.
fuck you can say whatever the fuck you want.
No, really?
Yeah,
No,
really.
my dream is, what's the host name? Ron? No, what's his name?
Don and
Don. Yeah, I really want to say BBS Radio. Yeah, this is what I wanted to say. BBS Radio. Yeah, that is kind of how he does. Yeah, just leave it that one. Don't cancel it.
No, they're okay with a swear word here and there. Just don't go crazy.
No,
That's all.
not too much, obviously,
Yeah.
because I was
No,
like,
you're good.
whoa, because, yeah, all right, sorry, but
No,
I get
you're
carried away.
absolutely fine. I love that you're so authentic. That's what I'm
Yeah, I
craving.
mean, I kind of, the funny thing is, I tell you this, what Antonio is experiencing, that it's a little bit kind of So yeah, from an ordinary guy there, obviously, as many of us, we are just ordinary people there, but obviously in human shoes, but we are not that ordinary. Anyway, and then, you find yourself finding all of this about you. Now, if you want to take on a human level, you go cuckoo.
Oh yeah, for
So
sure.
you have to have all of your spirit into you to handle. And I go out and I take the mic with people like, I do sessions like in the street. I just stop people. Oh, yeah, bro, I can see you. Like, and then I start, can you stop thinking? No, I can't stop thinking. Okay. Then we do the work and then I put them in a neutral state. They get scared. And then I'm like, oh, I was that guy 2000 years ago. I take the mic like I have no problem. And I don't say it by ego. It's just to let people know, yes, we're here, we're back.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not a big thing, like everyone. Oh, the Christ. Yeah, you really be going to disappoint if you're waiting for someone to save. Because we're here, we're in support to
Right.
remind you
And you know, I
how
feel I
powerful you are.
you're a lot
Absolutely.
like me. I do the same thing with people. Like if there's a and for example, I go into the gas station to fill up on gas and I'll walk into the store and the lady will say, "Good morning." And I said, "Good day. You know, morning, morning, it's really not a sad day. Morning is a sad day." So I am going to say, "Good day." So now when I go, in there, she goes, "Good day." So we teach others by being truthful and authentic. And I can't do it any other way. I'm not any good at being fake.
Of
I just,
course not.
yeah. So it works out well for me. So, I would like to also ask you a question in regard to the workplace, because you do work, right? I mean, do you have like a where you go to a job every day?
No,
No, you don't.
since I go, okay, so this is actually, thank you too. So I don't, I bet. And first of all, I want to ask everyone if you really want all of your spirit into you. I'm going to tell you, having all of your spirit into you is going to have some side effect in society. Because when you have all of your spirit into you, it's impossible to have an ordinary job, an ordinary job. It's not because of the ego or because who I am now. It's not about that. You're gonna get sick. Now I understand why the benevolents, they don't want to come. I'm one of the benevolents, one of them, the crazy. Yeah, I go, don't worry. But no, it's impossible. Waking up at the same time on a timeline that is telling you to go at the same place 8, 9 hours, and then you got to memorize all the new things. They I tried. I tried in the past 3, 4 years. I tried, but it couldn't work.
Okay.
Or they will say, no, you're crazy for the things that you speak about. Because then I'll see other people, they're all depressed. And I'm like, come here, let's do this. And then I start doing the commands and things my work in the workplace. And I've been sacked a few times. They say, no, you're too crazy. Go, please.
Well, you know, that's what it
and
was.
so no, I don't have a
Okay.
job. I don't work. I work with the clouds, work with the sky, with the sea.
Oh,
And
that's
that's why,
funny.
sometimes people say, oh, why Antonio was emailing me and asking me help or anything? Because as a light being from source, not as an arrogant statement, not for ego, not because I'm lazy, because if when I do things that I love to do, I can work nonstop. But when I was asking for help, was because when you have all of your spirit into you, there are two ways. And me is like, actually, I don't have two ways. I'm like, if I don't find anything that inspires me, I prefer to stay in one place and I don't move. That is going within. So yeah, a lot of struggle as a light being because this society is not helping or supporting anyone that as a gift like I have, or the work that I can do, or other things that I could do. No, so inside of yourself, you are in peace, but then on a physical level, you still experience the hell a certain degree. So that's why it's like I can't wait to leave, to be honest.
Yeah, and I have a job that I actually like, but I don't like being there all the time. So I recently stepped back and I'm working part time now. But I feel, and I was just having this discussion with Sunshine a couple days back because she also goes to work, and The biggest struggle that I have in the workplace is when you interact with other people, when you have conversations with them, you're being pulled into a timeline, no matter what the conversation is, because they're going to be talking about something that's going on in their life or some kind of trauma or some kind of physical. And then you're there listening to it. And the next thing you know, you're talking with them and then you're in that timeline. So that's the biggest struggle. So for me, it's like you have to go, when you go into the matrix, it's like you shouldn't talk to anybody because you're going to be on timelines with everyone you talk to. So do you see the difficulty with that? So I try not to interact too much
No,
with
to me,
conversations.
I was getting sick when the time that I found a little job part time, and I was feeling sick, or literally sick.
Really?
Yeah, I've been 2 years in bed, obviously working with my spirit. I let everything go, and I was like, well, if I go home, it's a bonus. If I survive. I'm like, okay, I got to be. But truly, from the bottom of my heart, I can't wait to go. This body is a trap.
Yeah.
This body is a trap.
Yep. I've had
They
days.
don't want. They don't want. I say. I don't. I always think about what drugs was I when I chose to come down there. I was on something. I was on drugs. I was high. What drugs do we use on source? Because I'm like, I must be so fucking stupid to come down there.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Sometimes I feel that way. I'll tell you what, so you're saying that your workplace, you didn't like it because, but what I do when I go in there, I feel that I activate other people through my frequency, my Merkaba, and
Yeah, I
I
did
kind of.
that and I've been doing that, but sometimes, after many years, you're tired. I'm 5 years, I'm fighting with aliens every day. People think that when I was doing the sessions, it's just doing the sessions. No, I'm fighting with the demons that you have inside people, and I was clearing whatever you were carrying inside, and I was fighting one after the other, one after the other. I'm tired.
So
I'm
you were
tired.
taking on other people's
They were complaining that I was charging people. Be thankful that I was just charging 100 quid for the work that I was doing. Say thank you, Antonio, for just charging me 100 quid for the work I was doing. There is no price for what we were doing. And I noticed actually that when I wanted to do for free, people get suspicious.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
they get suspicious. I'm like, you know what? Just leave it. Don't worry. Just
Yep.
charge
Yep.
and
So do
no,
you.
because then it's funny. I'm sorry. Then I let you speak. It's funny. Some people, they wake up in the morning. There was this Italian lady a couple of days ago. I just wake up and then I wanted to share this with you. If you have a few minutes to speak with me. And I'm like, yeah, if I'm going to do this all day long, with the one that wake up in the morning and wants to speak to me, just and tell me little stories. So what is it going to be my life? So that's why you put the sessions. I miss you, or whatever, you miss me, or whatever. We have an opportunity. I got some time that, I can give to whoever needs. It's not like, oh, you got to come for the session. I'm a technology. I'm here. Using me. You don't want to use me. It's fine. As long as that we're here, then, up
Yeah.
to you. It's like,
Yeah,
keep
exactly.
going.
So you said that you woke up and you knew that you were ascended. Okay. In regard to the Merkabah, because I know as healers, because I'm a healer also, but I just haven't mastered my craft yet. So that's what I'm doing. I'm working on that. And I've been, reading a lot of the Stuart Swerdlow, Hyperspace, his 13 cube, a lot of information. I'm like you, I like to research things. I've always been that curious little girl that grew up into an even more curious woman. So the signs of activation when you know that your Merkaba is, elevating, they're saying that you feel weightlessness. So you're just kind of like flow, you're like floating and you feel lighter and more, casual like. Is that what you experience?
It's like, do you remember when I came into your space when we done the work?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that is kind of the, I'm always there like this.
Yes, that was amazing. And I felt that the second time too. It was very, very,
Yeah, that is what it means to be always there. I'm always there.
Okay,
For
so
people.
try to keep that in your daily life and going through when you're going to work into the matrix and you
That
want
is impossible.
to.
When you're in that state, as I showed you when I came into your space, right?
Yeah.
That's impossible that you're going to go for any matrix jobs and things.
So
I sound great,
you
you still got to do sometimes, but
don't
really.
think that you can float while you're around people? Because
Excuse
I
me?
there's so you don't feel like you can float and be just flowy when you're around people? Because
Just
I feel
depend.
that way sometimes.
It just depends from places, people, situations, energy, things. Depends from different aspects of
Okay.
the
I
moment.
mean, there are times when challenges and situations come up that, I have to take a step back and observe and make sure that I react to whatever it is that's coming my way, the right way in regard to spiritually.
The thing is, when this is once again, it's not in our look. When I speak, it's not because I want to sound like, oh, I have something that no one has it. No, everyone will get there. It's just a matter of time, right? But what I was going to say, I forgot.
That's what you're supposed to do, forget.
Well, it depends. It depends.
All
No, wait. There was something I wanted to say, but I forgot. Carry on, carry on. You think
right,
of a
it'll
spot.
come back to you. All right, so we were talking about floating, and then they're also saying some of the other signs of
Oh,
activation.
yeah. This is what I wanted to say.
Okay.
That basically, when you are in that state, there is no thoughts passing by and your answers and so on. Truly, wait. It's gone again.
Don't worry, I do that all the time. If I don't get it out, I'll forget
Oh
it.
yeah, no, I can really see the pattern. I can really see how they work from person to person. It's insane. I was with my little kid somewhere, and we were playing football, and someone came to us from nowhere and said something. I said, "Did you hear that?" He said, "Yeah, I heard that." The day after, me and my kid again, we were somewhere, and we got the same sentence that came the day before from someone else, same topic. From nowhere, we got again the same thing. And I was like, "Did you see this? See yesterday? You see? It's all connected." So they work together. You see, you speaking to one of your best friends, for example. But you don't know what is inside of your best friend. And but when you are neutral, always in peace energy, you start recognize how they move in synchronicity together, how they speak, they say the same things, how they move, and so on. So yeah, really,
Yes, you know what? It's really funny you say that because I see similar people in my work environment that do that on a daily basis, and I sense it. I'm so aware of it. I'm going, oh, they're doing the same thing again. It's like I feel like I'm watching a repeat movie.
yeah, even if you don't see them speaking on the human level, chill, because they don't need to speak on human level, because the fourth person on a conscious level, they don't know what is happening. It's on a non-conscious level that is happening, and the people don't know. People, they're just speaking, moving, and doing things. What I'm trying to say, the many are agents. They don't know. For example, many good people, they be on a daily basis, they used by the dark, and they don't know.
Oh, I've seen that too.
For example, right? A doctor will give you a solution, a tablet, for example. All right. Now, he's a good man that he was studying, he got a degree, and he has some knowledge, if you want to say it, in whatever he was studying. Okay. But that, okay, he has the best intention, you know, to make you feel better, but he's giving you a tablet, right? So he's giving a solution outside of yourself, right? And now, if a doctor is practicing for many years and prescribing medications, don't you think that he's an agent for the dark?
Because you have to wonder, do they even know half of the drugs and pills that they give people
Yeah.
and what they're really
Okay.
doing
So,
to
yeah.
them?
Do you think, does he know that he's an agent that works for the aliens, maybe? He doesn't even know.
Well, I'm gonna say yes because
You get what I mean? A certain degree, maybe. There are so many they know what they're doing, but so many they don't know. But the best intention, yeah? So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And
I gotcha.
yeah, so amplify that in everything, in so many other things in life, from politics and other things. So, see how many agents you can have.
Okay,
Maybe.
so it would that be in regard to the heightened emotional sensitivity? So you're feeling other people's emotions and how they fluctuate rapidly?
Yeah, you can feel that, yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. So they're saying these are signs of activation of your Merkaba or your auric field and how your frequency is increasing. So you start to feel. Now, the one part that never happens to me is, it talks about intense dreams or visions. Now, I have a lot of visions. And when I have those visions is usually when I'm taking space and I'm going within, like I did this morning. Every now and then I'll see faces of, like, I think a few days ago, I saw three or four women. And they were all different looking. They were very beautiful, but it was like I was trying to look really close to see if I could see a better, but it was just vague visions.
Robin, okay, one thing. 2,000 years ago, everyone had the same DNA, right? And then in the past 2,000 years, they've been messing up with, messing about with the DNA. So now these days, many of us, we have different DNAs and so on. Now, I wouldn't stress too much about, things that I already can do or maybe I cannot do. Do you know why? Because that is a suggestion. Because me personally, I can't see the same things that Q sees, on a visual level, for example. But maybe I can do other things because I'm experiencing this version of human, but maybe my DNA is different from Q's. But obviously, we broke the restrictions. We have no restrictions at this stage, right? But still, we are experiencing two different bodies. They are two similar but different at the same
Yeah,
time.
that's the
All right.
challenge. Yes,
All
that's
right.
very challenging for some of
All
us.
right. So there are some people that maybe, in this version of humans, they will be able, when they will have all the spirits into their bus, maybe they will be able to do certain things, but maybe they will not be able to do other things. Okay. But remember that this experience is just a common, it's just a little thin air of your existence. So remember that, everything when you leave this body is just in this body. That sometimes we cannot receive so many information, so we cannot do things that we are used to, or we forgot that we are able to do. Do you get what I mean? So, yeah, I would always remind to myself that this is just, a little, it's just one experience of the millions that you can have at the same time
Okay. So don't so what you're
in
trying
different
to say
versions. Go on, go on.
so what you're trying to say is don't focus on it. It really is irrelevant, is what you're saying.
I'm saying, me personally, I take it really that I don't care. I don't give too much. I don't. I was never like, oh, I need to, oh, why am I not doing this? Oh, why? No, never. I was just increasing my life force energies, bring all of my spirit into me, a few other commands, and that's it, really. And there is the organic, powerful way that you can work within yourself. And that
Okay.
is what I always suggest.
And I do. I really do do my commands for
And it's not like, if people don't want to do the commands, they don't have to.
Right.
What I can suggest, do always where you prefer. If you can afford to do that in your life,
Well, because a
do
lot of
that.
people feel that, you got to bring your spirit within your body, and there's cleansing that you have to do. You have to get a lot of stuff that, from the what is it? From what's the word I'm trying to say? From your past history, from your DNA genetics, from your parents, all that stuff, past relationships, in order for the spirit to come more fully into your body. So it's a lot of inner cleansing. So, all of us that have done the clearings on the Creation Light Ship to make more space for spirit to come within is what we've been working on. And there are some people that don't do it that way. So are you saying that it really doesn't matter how you do it as long as you're within your heart space?
To be honest, obviously the light ship is my house.
Yeah.
I can never go against light ship, right? But
Well, right.
we had this discussion already in the past. But yeah, I can tell you what I think. The cleanings that people are doing on the website, yeah, a few can be very useful, and I suggest. But I go on organic way. No filter in between me and me. So I just work, with the chest, my chest, where the spirit resides.
All right, that's
That's what
pretty
I've
cool.
been doing. Yeah, for a little while I did a few clearings, but I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I work within me and only me. And I bring creation light ship when I want to do, or I do the work or whatever. I command creation light ship with my spirit, with my voice.
So
And
do you visualize yourself up there, or are you physically there? You actually know you're there. I mean, right? Is
I
it?
mean, when you have all of your spirit into you, you are connected to source. Creation light ship is source. It's a high frequency universe. There is parallel universe, high frequency universe supporting the ascension. I don't visualize anything. No,
Okay.
you just work with the intention and the knowing.
The intention and the knowing. I like that. The intention.
Yeah, everything works on intention. When you have, always be of intention in your heart, you're always in a good side, if you want to say good and bad.
Right. Gotcha. Okay, so when Q says you have all the knowledge, everything you need is right there in you. Everything. How come it is so hard for some of us to have
That's why I was telling you just a few minutes ago.
that?
Okay, so yeah, Q says there is, okay, so when you come into the universe, there is nothing that you don't know, but you don't have the experience to apply your knowledge. So basically, more experience you apply through your knowledge, and that's, how you apply your knowledge basically through your experiences. But you got to apply the knowledge by not reacting. On this planet, why the knowledge is gone? Because the knowledge is the spirit. So if the spirit was taken away from people, there is no knowledge, there is, I believe.
Oh, it's the knowing. It's what you
Yeah.
know. Okay.
The spirit, that's why I say the spirit is the truth, is the knowing, because when you know is the truth. And you cannot even explain when you know, but you know that you
So
know.
the more that you become aware and aware of things that are happening around you, that is your knowing because you're becoming more aware of it.
Imagine the, when you have, how do you call it? The instrument that you can see from far away, the glasses, the one that you use, what do you call it in English?
Binoculars?
Yeah, binoculars. Okay, yeah. All right, so imagine going back to the example when I said, if you have the 5% of spirit, you can see 5% of the truth. Let's say that when you have all of your spirit into you, it's like you can see far away, like the binoculars, no? That is like. So, what was the thing that we were speaking about? I forgot.
The knowing.
Yeah, the knowing. So, basically, yeah, the knowing is how much spirit do you have in you? If you have all of your spirit into you, yes, you have all the knowledge in you. But once again, in this version of human, sometimes certain knowledge maybe doesn't come in,
Yeah.
and that's
Yeah.
why I don't make a big drama, because I'm like, you know it's okay, because I know that it's just, one experience of the millions that I have at the same time, so it's okay.
Well, see, now I have a whole different overview of it now. It makes a lot of sense in the way that you explained it, because we tend to confuse ourselves sometimes with all this new way of being. I for one, and that's because sometimes we end up going into mind energy, but then we're
Yeah.
becoming more aware that we are in mind energy, and we pull back and we observe and. Then we try to figure out where that came from. So, would you consider a scenario like that as a part of a knowing? Was that a
I
confusion?
mean,
Go ahead.
yeah, go on, go on.
No, was that too confusing for you?
No,
Okay.
it's perfect. Yeah, no, it's perfect. It's
Okay.
what you just said, yeah.
So, how can the Merkaba be used as a tool for spiritual growth and protection? Can you, real quick, because we're running out
Well,
of
you see,
time, Robin.
rather than saying the Merkaba, I'll say the spirit, because the Merkaba is the geometric pattern that, as I said, is
Well,
just a
the
geometric pattern
Merkaba
in
is the field around you, isn't it? It's your frequency.
the the spirit is a frequency, is a high
Okay.
frequency. The spirit to me includes its consciousness, it's everything. The spirit to me, it's the whole package. When I say the spirit, it's the whole package, but it makes more sense to say the spirit, that the Merkaba is part of the spirit. The spirit is the whole package. It's not the Merkaba.
Okay, so they're one and the same, and so by all these different words, I guess it kind of confuses
Yeah,
you.
because online these days, that's why, I always say just switch everything off, and
And
that
just
is the best. Yeah, there are too many informations, and people get confused. That's why I always preach the silence, even though I like to speak, but yeah.
Okay, well, that's beautiful. So, are you doing one-on-ones now? Are you still doing one-on-ones?
Well, yeah, I posted since you asked me, because I've just posted the 2 or 3 a week, not many.
Okay.
If anyone wants book it, they're there. If anyone, needs some help,
And I do
I'm just
believe you have a link over on the for the people dot space in the
I'm not sure about that, to be honest, but I need to double check on that. I can
Yeah,
double
well,
check on
I saw it when I was watching the show. I don't know if it's
that. Oh,
the
you done?
same one,
Okay.
but
Got
I can
my.
also post it on my show page
Thank
for
you.
people if they're interested in doing one-on-ones with you, because from
Thank
my experience, it's been very, very helpful for me. So I thank you so much for that
Thank
also.
you. Thank you. It's beautiful now. Are we ending in 7 minutes
We're
or?
running out of time, excuse me, and I want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for joining me today. And hopefully we can do some more future collaborations. And I'm glad you're back in my life again.
Thank you for the invitation. That was so beautiful, and thank you to allow me to be with you today. I really enjoyed it, and that was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Antonio. And thank you so much, PBS, and all my subscribers. Love you and have a beautiful day.
Thank you, BBS Radio.